KORN News Radio Sports, Friday, July 10th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. A judge in Ohio has granted a preliminary injunction for 24 men's and women's college basketball players who are suing the NCAA for eligibility, claiming that the new age-based model unfairly shuts them out of further competition. Judge Christopher Wagner said Thursday that the NCAA eligibility rules have been applied to the 2022 high school graduates in an arbitrary manner, adding the plaintiffs would suffer irreparable injury without an injunction. Wagner's ruling now allows the athletes in the lawsuit an opportunity to now enter the transfer portal. He has scheduled a conference for August 4th to prepare for a trial. Meanwhile, Russia's Track and Field Federation says it has gone to the Court of Arbitration for Sport to overturn a World Athletics ruling suspending Russian athletes from international events due to their war with Ukraine. World Athletics excluded all athletes from Russia and its ally Belarus from international events in March of 2022, just days after Russian forces invaded Ukraine. It kept that suspension in place at a council meeting last week. Since then, the International Olympic Committee has erased its restrictions on Russia ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, and they recommend that other sports bodies do the same. Russia has not competed under its own flag at a World Athletic Championship since 2015. That's when the Russian Track Federation was suspended over widespread doping. Philadelphia Phillies first baseman Bryce Harper and St. Louis Cardinals outfielder Jordan Walker will participate in the Home Run Derby in Philadelphia Monday night. Harper and Walker join Wilson Contreras of Boston, Kansas City's Jack Caglione, also Junior Caminero of Tampa Bay, and the Yankees' Ben Wrights in the competition. Two other participants have yet to be announced. Speaking of Ben Rice, he hit two home runs and drove in five yesterday as the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 12-4 to split that four-game series between the two top teams in the American League. Junior Caminero hit another home run for Tampa Bay. The Rays have a four-game lead over the Yankees in the AL East. Elsewhere last night, the Milwaukee Brewers got back on track. They beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-4. Milwaukee took four out of five games in that series versus St. Louis. They would get a three-run home run from Jake Bowers and the 13th home run of the season for Bryce Terang. Milwaukee with six of their eight runs in the third inning. Atlanta's Mike Yastrzemski sealed the game yesterday with a grand slam in the ninth as the Braves defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates 10-5. Atlanta would also get a first-inning home run from Matt Olson, who tied the franchise record for consecutive games played. Olson has now played in 740 straight games, going back to the start of the 2022 season. The Red Sox continue to roll. The White Sox continue to struggle. Boston beats Chicago 2-1. Red Sox have now won six in a row. They're now 11-2 in their past 13 games. It was Boston's Caleb Durbin with a two-run home run. Detroit's Eduardo Valencia became just the 10th Tiger ever to homer in his first career plate appearance, while the Tigers beat the Athletics 4-1 for a series sweep. Otto Lopez of Miami with a two-run triple yesterday as the Marlins beat the Seattle Mariners 8-4. Marlins have now won six straight as Lopez, he leads the majors with a .345 batting average. The Marlins are now 52-42. They're 10 games over 500 for the first time in 3 years. And the Philadelphia Phillies, they would shut out Cincinnati 1-0 behind Jesus Luzardo. He allowed just two hits in seven shutout innings with 11 strikeouts. And Texas, after blowing a five-run lead, would beat the LA Angels 7-6. Wyatt Langford of the Rangers would have the game-winning hits off the left field wall in the bottom of the ninth. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.